KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:07, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies here at Atlantic, 35 degrees. We look for cloudy skies, a slight chance of rain later this afternoon, and a high of 42. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Medicap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon, offering a full line of diabetic supplies and savings on your next prescription. In Western Iowa news, authorities in Harrison County say a Missouri Valley man was arrested Thursday following a high-speed chase that began on Interstate 29 and ended on I-680. Missouri Valley Police Chief Ed Murray told the Daily Nonpareil that 43-year-old Anthony Valenzuela was taken into custody on suspicion of misdemeanor eluding, reckless driving, speeding, driving without a license, driving without insurance, and other traffic violations. The man was being held Thursday in the Harrison County Jail. Murray said the incident began at around 4 p.m. when a Missouri Valley police officer attempted to stop Valenzuela's 1996 Chevy S10 pickup truck. The officer observed Valenzuela drive by in a residential area of Missouri Valley and recognized him from a traffic stop on Wednesday for driving without a license and without insurance. Valenzuela refused to pull over and traveled south on I-29 before turning onto I-680. At times, his truck was traveling near 95 miles per hour. Valenzuela was finally apprehended at the 16-mile marker of I-680. News time is 7:08.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon. At Medicap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At Medicap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. Medicap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to Medicap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to Medicap Pharmacy today.
The Cass County Sheriff's Office reports two arrests this week. Authorities said Thursday, 44-year-old Tammy Darlene Flathers of Cumberland had been arrested Tuesday on a district court warrant for failure to serve time. Flathers was taken to the Cass County Jail, where she was being held until completion of her jail time. And on Wednesday, 29-year-old Aaron Michael Martison of Anita was arrested on a charge of aggravated domestic abuse assault. Martison was taken to the Cass County Jail, where he was released the next day on his own recognizance. Authorities closed Interstate 29 in western Iowa after a truck veered off the freeway and caught fire. The Sioux City Journal reports the driver of the truck was found dead, but it's possible he had a medical condition that led to the Thursday morning crash. The Woodbury County Sheriff's Office said the incident happened when the truck, which was hauling a trailer filled with hamburger, veered off I-29 near Salix, south of Sioux City. The truck crossed a shallow ditch, came to rest in trees, and caught fire. Both southbound lanes of the freeway were closed while crews fought the fire. Traffic was rerouted to Salix, and one lane was eventually reopened several hours later. The Board of Supervisors in Adair County have approved a name change for a road that stretches from the Cass-Adair County line northeastward to Adair. Auditor Mindy Schaefer told KJAN News the change was effective immediately and will become official as soon as the new signs were put in place. The road, currently referred to as the Anita Adair Road or Highway G30, will be called White Pole Road, just like it is in Cass County. Schaefer said also the board approved the fiscal year 2015 county budget, which she will certify and send on to the state prior to the deadline of March 17th. The budget amounted to $14.7 million, which was primarily due to bridge repairs and road projects. Schaefer said the supervisors approved the sale of $5.83 million in bonds to help pay for those projects. The interest rate on the winning bid was 1.51%, which she said was amazing for a nearly $6 million bond. The bonds were sold to D.A. Davidson and Company Brokers out of Denver, Colorado.
It's a really neat process that all the bidding is done online. You know, we had bids come in from Tennessee and from Missouri, Denver, Colorado. I mean, it was pretty neat.
The majority of the $6 million will be used for the TIF bond, with the rest for a geographic information system and a new secondary roads department administrative building. I'll have a check of the funeral announcements coming up next. KJAN News Time is 7:11.
Hi, this is Trish Nelson from MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon. At MediCap, we are willing to take the time to explain your medications and make sure you get the right remedy for your symptoms. At MediCap Pharmacy, we offer free delivery right to your front door so you don't have to get out and get your medications while you're suffering through the watery eyes, sneezing, and sniffling allergies can bring on. Visit us today at 316 Broadway in Audubon or give us a call at 563-2655. MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon, where we'll always make time for you.
Tired of big chain store pharmacies with their long lines, lack of privacy, and impersonal service? For a better experience, come to MediCap Pharmacy. We'll fill your prescriptions accurately and in a timely manner, and we'll always make time for you. Time to listen, answer your questions, and explain your prescriptions privately. Why wait? Transfer your prescriptions to MediCap Pharmacy today.
In our funeral announcements, Courtney Johnston, age 27, of Dexter and formerly of Greenfield, died February 28th in Des Moines. Funeral services for Courtney Johnston will be today at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield, with the Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield in charge of arrangements. Christine Madsen, age 88, of Earlham, died Monday at her home. Funeral services for Christine Madsen will be today at 11 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham. Audrey Carroll, age 87, of Avoca, died Tuesday in Omaha. Funeral services for Audrey Carroll will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Kate Marie Griffith of Audubon, the infant daughter of Andy and Heather Griffith, died Tuesday in Omaha. Funeral services for Kate Marie Griffith will be held tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Gail Bald, age 74, of Audubon, died Thursday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Gail Bald will be held on Sunday at 2 o'clock at St. John's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Kenneth Hinson, age 88, of Atlantic, died Saturday in Omaha. Memorial services for Kenneth Hinson will be on Sunday at 4 o'clock at the First Assembly of God Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has the arrangements. Mary Hewitt, age 86, of Panora, died Wednesday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Mary Hewitt will be Monday at 10:30 at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. And Dorothy Putnam, age 87, of Oakland, has died. Funeral services for Dorothy Putnam will be on Saturday at 1:30 at the Regan Veith Funeral Home in Oakland. That is a check of the news and funeral announcements brought to you by MediCap Pharmacy on Main Street in Audubon. Stop at MediCap Pharmacy in Audubon and find out how to save money on your next prescription. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.